the ship full of bombs.
Corner of the world, and I stand from the heavens to the bottom of the sea.
Indeed, that, of course, Julian Cope and Trampoline here on Ship Full of Bombs. It's the content nodule, and as I occasionally am wont to do on this show, it is one of our 7-inch Jukes box of single specials. So I've brought in a box of 7-inch singles with me. Technically, that Trampoline by Julian Cope there, it's an EP, played it at 33. I mean, if I was being really anally retentive, and I do have a propensity for that, I'd have kiboshed it from the show. But anyway, before that, Magazine and Give Me Everything, which an interesting note about that, and this is, I mention this whenever I play Give Me Everything by Magazine, but they refused to let Virgin advertise it in any way. They just, I also think they might not have sent it to radio stations. I think they might have given Peel a copy, knowing that he was probably the only station that was going to play it anyway, only show. Yeah, something like that. There was definitely some very willful kind of, we're just putting this out and we're going to see what happens thing with Give Me Everything by Magazine, which, but I somewhere still have the cassette of the first time Peel played it on his show. So when John Peel played Give Me Everything by Magazine for the first time in session on his show that night with a band, Bethnal. How about that? That's knowledge for you right there. Who is this? I've got to lean over and look at a label now and talk off mic. Right, this is Big Joe with a track called Up Park Ranking.
Summer color, no man's landing. I know me cause I don't mind life.
Good God. Coming up with the ones I knew for you, my mama used to say. You go to school and to learn up the rule. That in the ranking gone up and up a camp. That in the that the fire's gone a no man's land. The trader, the colonel, him or the colonel. Swimming in the mineral, him in the mineral. Trader, the colonel, him or the colonel. Swimming in the mineral, yeah.
I know me gone, I know man's land.
Because you couldn't understand, I would say. To take you by the hand and lead it to the land so grande. Yeah. Now from Genesis and to Exodus, there must be a ball and bring up a fuss. Be free from sin. Now sin is not be free from sin. Now say it not be dread of the kernel. Tell them you must swimming in the mineral, in the mineral. Don't go a funeral, yeah. And then in don't go a funeral. General Stein, oh. Good gosh, ma keep me rocking and sing. Ma thing ma keep me rocking, yeah. The ranking gone to Oak Park camping. And then the fire's gone to no man's land. The colonel, him a the colonel, swimming in the mineral, him in the mineral. How you mean? And look and learn, and then the bones get burned. Now singing at the chaos in the fire, and he never got burned. My eye what to kiwa, till you from my eye what to kiwa. Him a the ranking, him bout the summer color. Camping, but the fire's not a no man's landing. Yeah, no, no material. No mother picking on the pill, I will say. Someone, reason on the way. Good cash, come on, no more material. Yeah, me ital, vital.
Big Joe and Up Park Ranking here on Ship Full of Bombs on a 7-inch 45. It's just one of those, every once in a while, I like to just bring a big box of singles and just plow through and surprise myself. And there are some beauties in the box today here on Ship Full of Bombs. I'm just lowering. Listen to this. Listen to that. It's like working on a schooner in the Victorian era. That's grief. Are you all right? How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
That's Tom.
Hello.
He very much drives the show. If you think about in terms of me as a broadcaster having a provisional license, every once in a while during the show, Tom will hit his book on the dashboard so that I perform an emergency stop. So it's 7 inch. So here's the thing. I mean, I ask you people to email in, but as we know, we don't know when these shows go out. So what was the first 7-inch vinyl you bought? And I can ask that question because vinyl's trendy again, and people are buying vinyl again now. So even our younger listeners may have some input on this now, rather than everything listening to on MP3s. They find it quite quirky sometimes that the physicality of listening to music that we used to have to undergo, that there is, you know, the needle physically contacted the vinyl, whereas now you just like you stand there with your phone. It was the other day I suddenly wanted to listen to something I'd heard in years, and I went on to Spotify, and within a minute of me thinking, you know what, I haven't heard that for a long old while, I can't even remember what it was, I think it might have been a Donny Osmond track, but anyway, and I was like, yeah, there it is, and it just less than a minute, which sort of made me a bit sick. Anyway, I'm 54, it's my job to be sick of the world in which we live. So some reggae there. We've had some reggae. We've had some kind of post-punk. We've had a little bit of 90s Julian Cope. Let's have some Dave Brubeck now. This is Unsquare Dance. Yeah, no, it's not, because the thing's turned down, so... What we do is we'll have to do this like, oh, whoa, whoa, steady. There we go. You go there. Like that. There we go. This will be our square dance.
Hey.
Funboy 3 there, and that is the Urdu version of Our Lips Are Sealed, which came as part of a double single package at the time, I remember. With, of course, Our Lips Are Sealed. And I remember playing that to Charlie Gillett, who absolutely adored it. And it was very rarely you could play anything that would impress Charlie Gillett. You would often play him things that would completely appall him, but... You know, by the same token, he did acknowledge the fab stuff when he heard it. So anyway, it is a ship full of bombs. Tom, I will now harness the power of Tom to tell him about some other shows happening here. It's basically, we haven't got a cart machine. I've got Tom. Tom, tell us about a couple of other shows on Ship Full of Bombs. Go.
You will probably be hearing in the next couple of weeks Junk Shop Jukebox by Paul Collier. He curates Lee Folk Festival, and I've not heard it. I've only heard of it, a legendary collection of vinyl. That's an absolutely brilliant show.
Yeah.
And of course, on Thursdays at 8 o'clock, we have one of my favourite shows, an indie show called Gold Sounds, of course named after the brilliant track by Pavement. They are two that you can look out for.
There we go. All available here on Ship Full of Bombs. And if you want to email the show, it'd be nice if you did. Put my name in the subject bar or content nodule in the subject bar, and email us at listen@shipfullofbombs.co.uk. listen@sfob.co.uk. To be more accurate, we use that acronym. listen@sfob.co.uk. This, as I don't say very often, is Kiki D. It's always going to happen one day. So I'm going to leave this as a gentle bed while I turn around and just go to this next record here. I'm not rushing. You're not going to get me rushing. I am in control. You might feel that. Don't you fade that, Tom. I've got it at the level I want it. Dare you fade it. That's right where I want it. Okay, so put this.
Have you ever considered doing the Kiki D relaxation podcast?
Hang on, wait. I'm sorely tempted to let the next 26 minutes of the show just be this. Oh, that simply is not going to happen. Oh, Kiki, you broke my heart in the 70s and you did it again nearly a century later. Oh, you minx. Who is this? This is the People's Choice.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Do it one more.
That is Justine by Don and Dewey, and that's for Kevin at Thomas Street in Dublin, who's very kindly asked me to go along and do a spot of DJing there. It's just one of the greatest bars in the world. Can I just say that? If you're in Dublin, Thomas Street, that's where you want to go. Just go to the Thomas Street bar. It is quite seriously absolutely amazing. It's not like Dublin is short of great bars, but that one in particular, it's and the beautiful thing about it was I was working in Dublin for 3 weeks, and I found Thomas Street. I went in there on the last night, and I got taken there. It was Bren Berry, who's a promoter in Ireland. He went, "Oh, come out for a drink with us," and he took us to this place, Thomas Street, and it was just so good. I remember thinking, yeah, it's quite lucky that I found this place on the last night in Dublin, because if I'd found it on the first, I think I'd probably be dead. Anyway, this is Nick Lowe. Live Nick Lowe, no less.
Spirit get so downhearted, Sometimes, sometimes, where are the strong? Who are the trusting? And where is the harmony? See harmony, cause each time I feel it slipping away. There's one thing I wanna know. Oh, what's so funny about peace, love and understanding? So funny about peace, love, and understanding. We must have peace, more peace and love, just for the children of the new generation. Just I'm leaving, and goodbye, make it so quick.
pretty sure I was one of the people whistling at that. That was recorded live at the Lyceum. Leah Lovitch with her band there and their version of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, The Night, which I keep meaning to go and see Jersey Boys just to see whereabouts The Night it falls within that particular. People, it's Mark Lamar himself told me that Jersey Boys is one of the, for those jukebox musicals, it's actually the story of how Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons got together. So I am quite keen to go and see it. And I understand it's actually on its last knockings in town. So yes, I should have set aside the time to go and see that. Before that, it was Nick Lowe. I think it's down here actually. It's Nick Lowe, and of course he's the man that wrote What's So Funny About Peace, Love and Understanding. And many of you listening may of course have seen Elvis Costello doing that song live, and I'm just trying to work out where it was recorded, if there's any kind of clue on the sleeve. Both of these sleeves, no, that's stiff records for you, zero information. Let's see if it says on the actual label of the, here we go. What's So Funny About Peace, Love and Understanding, recorded live at the Agora Ballroom, Cleveland, Ohio, on February the 10th, 1982. And that Lena Lovitch track was recorded at the Lyceum Ballroom in where The Lion King is now. There's no justice. That was a very important night for me, because that was it's the night when I first saw a friend who'd be a great friend later in life, because opening for Lena Lovitch that night were the Body Snatchers, and my good friend Rhoda Dakar, of course, singer with the Body Snatchers. Also on that bill, Holly and the Italians. Do you remember Holly and the Italians? Tell that girl to shut up. Look at Tom. Tom's 12, ladies and gentlemen. He's 12. This is Jonas Policewoman and My Girl. Shine, oh, 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 oh.
listening to Ship Full of Bombs.
Tom Waits, Lie to Me, here on the, it's caught us both hopping there, because then I was looking at records and there Tom was saying that there's some sort of dress code for the show that I wasn't aware of. Anyway, yeah, Phil Jupiter's with the content nodule here, and it's a 7-inch single special on Ship Full of Bombs next week. Records you might not have heard of. We're going to have an hour of I've been through the old CD single box and found a few bits and bobs that wasn't familiar with. And also things that I remember, maybe even one or two plays back when I used to do regular radio. I thought I'd give them an outing, as there's some toe tappers in there, there's some good stuff. Of course, I'm sure it's a show that will wind many of you up, because you're going to go, of course I've heard of Tripping Daisy, you idiot. But you know what, Tom hasn't. So anyway, speaking of what's one of the good things about the 7-inch single show that I do, when I just get the box out and kind of randomly shuffle through and pick bits out, is that you find records that... That you haven't heard in ages, and I'm pretty sure I got this at Rock On in Canterbury, which is on the sort of on the west side of the town centre, out towards the university, and this record is the Brecker Brothers. It's called East River, and it's the most 80s thing I think I've ever heard. It sounds like, at the beginning, like it's going to be the theme to an American football show in the 1980s, but it isn't, and it kind of bangs on a bit, but there's something, I just remembered it and I bought it and I listened to it and I went, oh yeah, that's it. That happens quite a lot when I buy singles that I remember the name of, and I go, East River by the Brecker Brothers, I know that, and then you buy it and you listen to it, you go, oh yeah, it was that one. And then you're happy never to listen to it again. And so here is one of those real letdown Proustian moments that this show will occasionally bring you.
Ain't no river than a one. Undy River opens
fuck were those people thinking when they made that record? That's the Brecker Brothers and East River. You know what? It's quite often. You know how when you listen to a mate goes, "Would you like to listen to my? I've done a demo," and you listen to it and he's just thrown everything in the studio at it. I bet that Brecker Brothers studio, there's not a single bit of kit didn't get used on that. And at one point, Val, the receptionist, goes, as well. Every single thing that could be employed was employed on that record. And it's what... It's, if my mother listened to that record, she'd say the following thing. She'd go, "Well, it's not bad, dear, but it's a bit busy." And that's what that record is. It's a bit busy. Let's go from the sublime to the sublimer. Shall we? This is Shoes for Industry and Sheepdog Trial in a Babylon. Yeah, that's steady. We're in the room there. That was a lovely moment. Did it feedback on
it
your?
Didn't, no.
No feedback. Wow. Well, let's push that until it does feedback. That's what we want. No, we're not doing that, Tom. We are not doing that. I remember I got a great effect once when I was when I was on air at the Beeb once about turning a radio on in the studio while I was on air, and I got a brilliant kind of loopy feedback thing at the end of the show once. It's one of my favourite endings to a show. It was really good fun. Oh, the laughs we had. So that was Shoes for Industry with Sheepdog Charlie in Babylon. And that's what, if you've got no equipment in the studio but an echo thing and a paucity of ideas, that's what you can do in a recording studio. And then before that, the Brecker Brothers, if you've got too much equipment and too much time. I bet that East River took about 6 months to make. Quite seriously, it's just got so much going on there. Thanks very much for listening to the vinyl special. We've got a minute and a half, so I went through looking for all my great tunes under 2 minutes, and I did find this one, which is a favourite. I've not queued it up properly, so there's going to be a bit of this sort of business. Anyway, we'll be back, I think, next week with the Tunes You Might Not Know show, an hour of that. You can have it. Here we go, House Martins. Mm-hmm.